When it comes to having babies, the birth of twins is a double blessing, isn't it? Yet in 19th century Nigeria, it was largely believed that when twins were born, one of them was a product of an evil spirit. They believed the mother was cursed due to some severe sin. So they placed the babies in clay pots to die, not knowing which baby was from an evil spirit. And the mother was forced to consume poison beans. Only if she survived the poison was she considered innocent. Then enters Mary Slessor, a 28-year-old single Scottish woman who chose to serve the natives of this region. She learned the Efik language and combated these beliefs, as well as combating the practice of human sacrifice. As babies were abandoned, she began to adopt them into her family. 12 years later, Mary became a trailblazer, serving tribes in the Okiyang territory that no other missionary had visited. Over her years of service, Mary became a friend and notable influencer to the people and their culture. She taught the people how to read, brought them medicine, and most importantly, she influenced the people to stop poisoning each other, stop human sacrifice, and recognize the value of human life that was ordained by God. She did this in response to the great love and grace she received from Jesus. How do you respond to God's love? This is Chris Bender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street and learn more about God's great love. Check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.